Why weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 73, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 54, overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 60, overcast. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking, has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry. Well, traditional public outcry auctions, online only, and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal, with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday night, a deputy pulled over a Nissan Altima on 150th and U.S. Highway 75. During the traffic stop, the passenger, Cass Cadu, 27 of Mayetta, was also wanted on an outstanding felony warrant from Douglas County. Cadu was arrested on the warrants and for transporting an open container. The driver of the vehicle, Lonnie Shoptees, 50 of Mayetta, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and transporting an open container. One person was injured in an accident just before 2 p.m. Tuesday in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2016 Western Star semi driven by Rodney E. Keller, 70 of Hartley, Iowa, was eastbound on Kansas 156 at 15th Street. The semi drifted off to the right side of the road, struck the bridge rail. The vehicle then traveled up a hill, went airborne at the hill crest before coming to a rest in a soybean field. EMS transported Keller to the hospital in Ellsworth. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Hayes police found a 57-year-old man dead in a house on Monday and have arrested Monty J. Wilson in connection to the death. Just before 10 p.m., police were notified of an unresponsive man in the 200 block of West 6th Street. The man was dead upon their arrival, and their report, he appeared to have been beaten. Wilson was arrested on scene for second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Kansas Department of Corrections records show that Wilson is currently on parole for drug possession and has a prior conviction that does include aggravated battery, witness intimidation, criminal threat, and drug-related crimes. The Kansas State Fair announced that 315,273 people went through the gates at their 2022 event. That beats the total of 281,981 set in 2021. Fair officials said the Next Tech Grandstand concerts were well attended, and initial projections show carnival attendance trending over last year. Food and commercial vendors were also projecting strong sales. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Travel more with up to $110 total savings from Michelin and Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 4th, get up to $110 total savings via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Submit online at TireAwardCenter.com. See offer terms and conditions. Mike's OK Tire offers $110 total savings on four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires when you travel more now through October 4.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Hastings man was sentenced to federal prison for meth on Tuesday. Officials announced that 28-year-old Zachary D. Ellis of Hastings was sentenced in federal court in Lincoln. Ellis was sentenced to 120 months in prison for distribution of 50 grams or more of methamphetamine and 50 grams or more of methamphetamine mixture. After serving his sentence, Ellis will be placed on supervised release for 5 years. The men's shelter of the Salvation Army of Grand Island has shut its doors due to a staffing shortage. The closure happened right after four shelter employees walked out after alleged mistreatment by leadership. One of the four who resigned included now former SA shelter director Denny Casey. Lieutenant Wayne Benedict did confirm that the men's shelter is closed due to a shortage in staff and that four staff members did resign at the same time. Lieutenant Wayne did say the shelter will remain closed until enough staff members are hired to keep the place running. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
Either way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to approve a resolution to enter into a lease purchase agreement not to exceed $6.5 million in principal to finance a portion of the cost of a new law enforcement center with jail. The estimated cost of the project to not exceed $12 million. That notice will be published for two consecutive weeks. Approval was given for contracts with Kutak Rock, a special counsel, in the amount of $35,000, and Stiefel Nicholas & Company as financial advisor for $29,500. A motion was approved to reimburse Marshall County $318,000 from the American Rescue Plan funds as payroll reimbursement for the recent premium pay supplement approved. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County September 6th. Gary Chestnut, age 46, of Onega, was unable to avoid collision with John Clark, age 70, of Oneida, who had slowed to turn off U.S. 36 at W Road. Both vehicles went into the ditch. And then William Flower, age 64, of Blue Rapids, had his vehicle struck by parts from the accident. John Clark was transported to Sebetha Hospital. The other two drivers did not report injuries. Gay Frazee of Summerfield has been named interim principal of the Axtell Schools, replacing Alana Seddon, who resigned last week. Frazee is retired and had previously taught family and consumer sciences at Marysville High School. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Monday generated over $100,000, including matching contributions toward 20 nonprofit causes and organizations. Community Foundation member Zita Dunzing said the annual event is a reminder for donors to get involved.
You know, you might think of it as an action week. This is when I can give and give to help the most. But it's a good reminder of organizations that you think, yeah, I should support them, but this is a time you can do it, and it's a reminder to do it.
Zita Dunzing will talk more on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She highlighted the generous support of the community in providing matching funds.
We have been blessed with some nice donations, and we're appreciative of that, and appreciative to our donors who have given us match day funds, because that's part of the draw of the Circle of Giving is your money is matched by some other funds that have been donated to the Community Foundation.
Shirley K. Marshall, age 81, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. No services are planned. Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Shirley Marshall.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to cool down very drastically throughout the region today as a large cold front starts to make its way through. We can expect much cooler temperatures throughout the northwest portion of the state, with the southern portion still reaching the upper 90s and lower 100s. Some showers and thunderstorms will be likely throughout the state today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 100s. These showers will continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 70s. Some scattered rain showers possible throughout the day on Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-70s. And these showers may continue throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 60s. Temperatures will start to warm back up throughout the day on Friday, a slight chance for some rain in the morning, then partly sunny with our highs in the mid-60s and mid-80s. And clear skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Temperatures will then stay warmer throughout the weekend with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late September, 80. Record high on this date, 101. The average low, 55, and the record low, 29. Sunset this evening, 7:27. Sunrise in the morning at 7:14.
America has always been a melting pot nation, but the ingredients are ever changing. A revealing look at our second and third languages today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With canvasprints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At canvasprints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 21st, the 264th day of the year. It is the final day of summer 2022. Autumn arrives in the evening hours on Thursday. Actor Bill Murray is celebrating a birthday today. It'll come as no surprise that after English, the second most spoken language in the U.S. is Spanish. But when you break it down on a state-by-state basis, the rankings are a little more interesting. There are four states where French is the number two tongue: Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Louisiana. And there is one state where German is the most used second language: North Dakota. The most commonly spoken third languages include Vietnamese in the Southern Plains, Navajo in the Southwest, Polish in the Chicago area, Arabic in Michigan, and Italian in New Jersey. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Coming off its first loss of the 2022 season against Tulane, Kansas State football is looking to put it behind them and focus on what's next. And what's next are the Oklahoma Sooners. Awaiting them on Saturday is their biggest challenge yet, number 6 Oklahoma. The game marks the Wildcats' first away game and the Big 12 conference opener. Head coach Chris Klieman said this is not panic time. The team is focusing on being more aggressive on offense, converting on third and fourth down, and getting more touches to players like Malik Knowles, Phillip Brooks, and Deuce Vaughn in the passing game. Kickoff against Oklahoma and Norman is set for 7 o'clock Saturday night. The Wichita Wind Surge kicked off the 2022 divisional series with a dominant 17-1 win over the Tulsa Drillers last night. Four home runs and 14 hits powered Wichita to the Game 1 victory. The Wind Surge will resume action on Thursday as they head to Tulsa for Game 2 of the divisional series against the Drillers. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Tickets are selling quickly for Saturday's battle of the unbeaten football teams in Lawrence. The undefeated Duke Blue Devils head into David Booth Memorial Stadium to face the 3-0 University of Kansas Jayhawks. Excitement is building around the Jayhawks' perfect start to the season. KU Athletics Department is also seeing the excitement in the form of ticket sales. The department said about 10,000 tickets for Saturday's game have already been sold since the Jayhawks traveled to Houston and beat the Cougars over the weekend. The university said a total of about 40,000 tickets have already been sold for the game. The stadium has a seating capacity of just over 47,000. MJ Melendez hit a two-run homer. Salvador Perez drove in the go-ahead run with a two-run double in the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals held off the rapidly fading Minnesota Twins 5-4 Tuesday night to open their final homestand of the season. The Royals, which were swept in three games at Target Field last night, had lost 12 of its last 14 to the Twins. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville returns home hosting Concordia live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights is host to Republic County in our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5. High school football on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Gather, shell, and store hickory and black walnuts to use in your favorite recipes. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the best flavor and reduce nuts lost to squirrels by gathering them as soon as they drop from the tree. Some foragers gently shake the branches to dislodge and harvest mature nuts before the squirrels. Wear head protection as the falling nuts can inflict a bit of pain. Remove the hulls, the fleshy covering, as soon as possible. Wear gloves to prevent staining of your hands. Spread the nuts in a thin layer in a dry, airy location. Allow them to cure for 4 to 6 weeks. Crack the hard shells and remove the nut meat. Consider investing in a nutcracker designed to handle black walnuts and other hard-shelled nuts. Separate the shells from the nut meat, then dry the nut meat thoroughly and store in an airtight jar in the refrigerator. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Concentrate on this piece of geographical trivia. It's the largest island and the largest lake, on the largest island, in the largest lake, in North America. Where is it? A trip to that island will offer you far more than the answer in Trivial Pursuit, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
There's about 20 miles of open water between Isle Royale and Lake Superior and the mainland of Minnesota. Yet animals have found their way to this island in various ways over the decades.
There's not any evidence that moose or wolves were on Isle Royale before 1900. Moose probably arrived around 1910 or so. By 1930, there were upwards of 3,000 moose. Wolves came over to Isle Royale in the late 1940s.
Lucas Westcott says those animals may come across when the lake freezes over. Winter here at Isle Royale can be fierce.
Part of the reason that we're a seasonal park and we're closed is because this is really not a safe place for anyone to be in the winter. The time that the wolf moose researchers from Michigan Tech are here in the winter is really only 6 or 8 weeks in the coldest part of the winter so that it's safe to land a plane out here on the harbor.
Those planes have skis that allow them to land on the ice. But from spring to fall, this national park is open to everyone. Those visitors find plenty to see and do here, including a visit to an island within an island, so to speak.
Ryan Island is the largest island in the largest lake, on the largest island in the largest lake in North America.
That's Ryan Island in Siskoet Lake, on Isle Royale, which is in Lake Superior. Many people have not heard of this national park. Even fewer have visited. Yet for those who do make the trip, it is an experience to remember.
I think one of the things that Isle Royale offers is it offers the kind of wilderness experience that you might find in a place like Alaska, but much closer to, you know, population centers in the Midwest.
Plus, there are no ticks or poisonous snakes on Isle Royale, a fact that pleases most folks. Driving the countryside in Isle Royale National Park, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of household and miscellaneous items for Doris and Bob Wright Saturday, September 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Beatty at 705 Oak Street. Selling a 1957 Packard Clipper 4-door V8. Selling several guns. Appliances include a 22-cubic-foot side-by-side refrigerator, washer and dryer pair, 15-foot chest freezer and upright freezer, 14-foot refrigerator, apartment-sized gas oven and stove. Furniture includes a modern oak oval dining table with twin swivel rocker chairs, dinette set with 6 chairs, buffet, chest of drawers, several beds, and lazy boy recliners. Household items. Other miscellaneous includes a 1954 Singer Featherweight portable sewing machine in the box, some tools and collectibles. This household and miscellaneous auction for Doris and Bob Wright, Saturday, September 24th, begins at 10 a.m. at 705 Oak Street in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If you can't get rid of the weeds in your yard, eat them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are wild plants all around that are actually good for you and quite tasty when fixed right as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there, too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Put young dandelion leaves on my salad before. It's interesting how a common weed can add so much flavor. I know there are more wild plants I could eat, and I'd like to learn what they are and how to do it. John Kalis is the director of Wild Food Adventures. He educates people on how to find edible wild plants in natural settings. He calls these plants native to humans because we see them everywhere around us. Unfortunately, we try to kill off many of those plants that are a culinary delight.
Dandelions are a very good example of one of those things you can get started with because they pretty much grow everywhere. You can also do cat's ear. That's another excellent plant that's often confused with dandelion. It's been called false dandelion. In the middle of the summer, you've got a plant called purslane, and lamb's quarters is another thing, also known as wild spinach, one of the most nutritious leafy greens ever analyzed.
There are hundreds of wild edibles. Kalis says the key to success is knowing which parts of a plant you can eat, at what stage of growth, and the correct method of preparation.
And a good example of that is curly dock. If you just taste a raw leaf 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be bitter, astringent, papery, you know, just a generally miserable experience. But if you chop that up and you boil it for just a few minutes, it becomes a delicious, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth food.
How do you know if a wild plant is safe? Kayla says you have to be sure, and the best way to learn is with an instructor. However, there are books and field guides that can also help you identify what you're looking for. Learn more about eating wild plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong.
Do you ever get stuck in the rut of making the same meals for dinner on weeknights? Tacos have become a weekly staple at our house. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, just like our weeknight menus need a little shake-up every now and then, it can be helpful to explore some new ways to save a little money. And when you get creative with different ways to cut back on spending, you might find the experience to be fun and challenging because it feels new. If you're looking for some inspiration, well, consider starting an indoor herb garden or perhaps brewing your favorite coffee at home. Or try taking a staycation to save on travel costs, or maybe participate in a virtual cooking class rather than going out to eat. Cutting back on spending doesn't have to be miserable. Oftentimes, it just takes a little creativity. Remember, God calls us to be good stewards of our finances, and when we're mindful of our spending, we're able to live more purposeful and meaningful lives.
Worries over water in California. How it's affecting the dairy business there today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Why isn't the California farming community freaked out about water yet? Well, some folks are, but it depends on who you ask. And it depends on where you're sourcing your water if you farm in California. Jeff Vandenhoevel is with the California Milk Producers Council.
As overregulated as California is on everything, it never regulated its groundwater on a statewide basis.
Vandenhoevel says those who rely on groundwater supplies are not in such a bad way yet water-wise, and that includes dairy farmers in California's Central Valley.
85 to 90% of the milk produced in California is produced in the Central Valley. That's a vast groundwater basin. Millions and millions of acre-feet of water reside under the ground, and it was never regulated.
While groundwater supplies are adequate for dairy farmers so far, Vandenhoevel says there are still concerns.
The water to actually run the dairy operation, that is the milking operation, you know, watering the cattle, are not that large on a comparative basis than what it takes to actually grow crops. And so the actual footprint of the dairy is probably sustainable, but it does present, you know, where are we going to get the feed from?
We'll continue this story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
During Farm Safety and Health Week, Fairbury Livestock Company reminds everyone to invest in the health and safety of those who work so hard to provide the abundant supply of food, fiber, fuel, and so much more to our communities. From Fairbury Livestock Company, come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. As lawmakers began envisioning the next farm bill, some U.S. House Republicans are wary of making climate change a priority for farmers and ranchers. That's according to agriculture.com. It is an article written by the Missouri Independent. The pushback from Republicans at a Tuesday hearing came as the Biden administration has tried to make significant new investments in climate change mitigation on farmland, last week announcing 70 pilot projects to support climate-friendly food production. Lawmakers must rewrite the sweeping farm bill every 5 years to set policy and funding for ag, conservation, and nutrition programs. The next farm bill is due in 2023, and some environmental groups are eyeing it as a potential boon for fighting climate change. It's also unclear which party will control the U.S. House and Senate following November's midterm elections. The farm bill includes massive funding for conservation programs. The previous legislation budgeted nearly $30 billion over 5 years.
More than 40 million acres of farmland in the U.S. are currently receiving conservation-related financial and technical assistance from the federal government. That's according to an analysis from Farm Bureau. By comparison, the National Park System is more than 85 million acres, according to the National Park Service. The farmland conservation programs have received bipartisan support in the past, but some Republicans on Tuesday expressed concern about a growing interest in climate mitigation on farmland. California Republican Douglas LaMalfa said at a hearing in a panel of the House Ag Committee, Congress must be mindful of this massive amount of funding before amending programs or making policy changes that reorient programs toward climate. No one natural resource concern should be prioritized over another. And that's a look at Ag News on this Wednesday morning. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new executive order from President Biden calls on departments and agencies to take steps to increase the use of bio-based products and identify barriers to ag biotechnology. Among other things, the order gives USDA, FDA, and EPA 180 days to identify areas of ambiguity, gaps, or uncertainties in the federal regulatory system for biotech. The order says the complexity of the system can be confusing and create challenges for businesses to navigate, and within 280 days, the agencies are required to submit a plan for implementing reforms, including identifying regulations and guidance documents that need to be updated, streamlined, or clarified. Separately, the order requires USDA to write a report on ways to use biotechnology and biomanufacturing for food and agricultural innovation. That includes for improving land conservation, increasing crop yields, and protecting against plant and animal pests and diseases. The order also seeks to increase the government's use of bio-based products by requiring agencies to train staff on purchasing those goods. A bulk of the money has been distributed under the Emergency Relief Program. That leaves USDA employees with the job of sorting through some of the more complicated applications that are yet to come. Speaking to the Farmers Union yesterday in D.C., Secretary Vilsack said pre-filing ERP applications with crop insurance and data for producers who suffered natural disaster losses in 21 and 22 ended up saving about 1 million hours of staff time and 1 million hours of farmer time and allows us to get the payments out in record time, he said. So far, $7 billion of the program's $10 billion has been distributed. Now the department is faced with more daunting task of doling out relief producers who were not covered already. He said specifically those that participated in stacks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
During this Farm Safety Week, you're reminded that as fall harvest approaches, combines, trucks, and tractors will all share the road. These slow-moving vehicles can present challenges, and everyone needs to be aware that slowing down, allowing room, and being aware keeps us all safe. A reminder from Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Better insurance is just a call away. Check with your local agents in Marysville, Hanover, Greenleaf, and Lynn. Bott Realty and Auction. Let them help you with buying or selling agricultural, residential, and commercial property, both public auction and private treaty. Bott Realty and Auction.
Performance Ag in Waterville, your dealer for Pioneer Hybrid, and now DeKalb Genetics. Plant the best seed for the best harvest results. Call them Thad Argenbright at Performance Ag in Waterville. KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a Mid-America Ag News affiliate with hourly market updates daily. Tune KNDY for up-to-date and reliable farm news.
Minimize transportation stress on cattle as much as you can. It starts with good preparation and a competent truck driver on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Transport cattle from one place to another using good stockmanship and keeping animal welfare in mind. It'll help reduce sickness in calves, prevent bruises, and improve the quality of meat from these animals. Dan Buskirk is an extension beef specialist at Michigan State University. He says there are several steps to take care of before cattle even step foot onto the truck. They include making sure the trailer is clean, there are no sharp edges, and you follow low-stress loading and unloading protocols. It's also important that the animals are fed and well hydrated.
And the only exception to that, they may not be fed if we're going directly to slaughter, but otherwise we want to make sure that they're full of both feed and water, particularly water, and make sure that they're not dehydrated because that's just going to add to any potential stress. It's almost impossible to move cattle without some stress. Our goal is to make sure that we minimize that stress as much as possible.
There is a human factor for a good ride. The competency of the truck driver is very important.
The route they want to take and make sure that the truck and trailer are all ready to go well before livestock even get on the truck so that once they're on the truck, there's minimal reasons for stoppage or anything like that. Make the trip really just as quick as possible. We also want to have a truck driver that understands that they're hauling livestock and taking corners, you know, starting and stopping appropriately for having those livestock on a trailer.
Buskirk says the National Beef Quality Assurance Program offers transportation training for both farmers and commercial drivers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing transportation stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Corn right now down 5 3/4 at 686 1/4. March corn down 6 at 690 3/4. Kansas City wheat at 963 for December, even right now. Kansas City wheat for March plus 1/4 at 959 3/4. Soybeans for November down 12.5 right now, 1466 1/4. January soybeans down 12.5 at 1472. When we look at cotton, this is what we're looking at for October, up $3.35 at 96.89. December cotton up $3.87 at 97.20. Cattle market, live cattle for October down 47.5 cents at 145.82.5. Live cattle for December down 35 cents at 150.72.5. Feeder cattle for September down 30 cents at 178.50. Feeder cattle for October down 65 cents at 179.35. When we take a look at oil, crude oil for November down 31 cents at 83.63. When we take a look at gold. Here's what we're looking at right now on this Wednesday. October gold up $2.90 at $1663.90. December gold up $3.20 at $1674.30. Silver for September up 25 cents at $19.36. Silver for December up 26 cents at $19.45. Let's take a look at Wall Street. Right now, Dow Jones up 81, trading at 30,882. S&P in the plus at 15, trading at 3,888. And NASDAQ in the plus at 45, trading at 11,967. I'm Jeff Aiken with your market information on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad.
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealers.
With the recent weather impacting producers, this is a critical time for harvesting crops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Katie Figge. Ignacio Ciampitti, K-State Farming Specialist, describes the critical decisions to be made when harvesting this year.
We just have an article a couple weeks ago on the update that we discuss about effects of drought and heat on soybeans, which usually we don't discuss too much on those type of stressors, because in many situations they are more relevant for corn, when most of the times the early planted corn gets to flower in mid-July or early July. We know that we have always issues on heat and drought. On soybeans, that's not the case. We usually have the critical time for development of yield formation is around mid-August, late August.
Ciampitti expresses the importance of evaluating your crops and the impacts that producers have already seen.
Before we get into the recommendations or what are the options that we have, we need to also make sure to go to the fields and assess the potential conditions of the crop. Some of the late planted soybeans, it might be in a much better shape than the early planted. And we have seen some fields that too early planted, that soybeans already went south on the way of saying that the grain feeding, which is one of the most relevant components for yield formation on soybean, that seed weight usually contributes between 30 to 40% of the final yield. And usually that should last 35, 40 days. This year it has been tested, and in many cases we are seeing that it lasted only 25, 30 days. To give a sense of how much important is this seed filling, no timing, we documented in the past 5 days only. Taking away 5 days for seed filling, it was basically impacting 10 bushels.
CMPD describes the complex decision that producers have to make and the impact of that decision.
On soybeans, it's quite complex. I mean, the complexity comes from a farmer needs to take a decision. Do I have enough forage to really make a case on baling, or what is the problem if I just remove all the forage from the ground and then I'm leaving basically the soil bare for the entire winter? So imagine that you are on the shoes of the farmer and then you are like baling, yes or no. And if yes, then you start thinking about what is the value. I mean, getting with there to the field with the machine, the time, the cost of moving that, the fuel cost. And then the questions are on nutrient value. They need to start thinking about what is the replacement value of removing. And even if you are removing 10 bushels, because you are removing a lot of potassium. And then you need to start thinking if you are getting really pay that amount. When you need to take a decision on what you want to do with your crop, you also need to think about what is the value that you get from per unit, and also start thinking about what is your replacement value.
Providing insight on critical decisions to be made when harvesting this year, that was K-State Farming Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.